It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. Today is the birthday of American high school teacher Krista McAuliffe, who made history when she became the first American civilian selected to go into space in 1985. On January 28, 1986, she boarded the Challenger space shuttle in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The shuttle exploded shortly after liftoff, and everyone aboard was killed. Born Sharon Krista Corrigan in 1948 in Boston, she was the first of five children in the family of Edward and Grace Corrigan. When she was five, she and her family moved to Framingham, Massachusetts. Adventurous as a child, she grew up in a quiet suburban neighborhood during the space age. She graduated from Marion High School in 1966 and enrolled at Framingham State College, where she studied American history and education. She received a bachelor's degree in 1970 and married Stephen McAuliffe soon afterward. The couple had met and fallen in love during their high school days. Around this same time, she began her career as an educator, teaching American history and English to junior high school students in Maryland in 1976. After earning a master's degree in education from Bowie State College in 1978, she and her family moved to New Hampshire, and she landed a teaching job at a high school in Concord. In 1981, when the first space shuttle circled the Earth, McAuliffe made sure her students took notes. 3 years later, President Ronald Reagan and NASA announced a bold new program, the Teacher in Space Project. When NASA announced a contest to select a teacher to take into space, she jumped at the opportunity and applied. She won the contest, beating out more than 11,000 other applicants. Vice President George H.W. Bush announced the good news at a special ceremony at the White House, noting that she would be the first private citizen passenger in the history of space flight. Her whole community rallied behind her, treating her as a hometown hero when she returned from the White House. As for Krista, she saw the space mission as a chance to go on the ultimate field trip. She believed that by participating in the mission, she could help students better understand space and just how NASA operates. The shuttle was originally scheduled for liftoff on January 22nd, but there were multiple delays. Then finally, on the 28th, her friends and family anxiously watched and waited for the Challenger space shuttle to take off from the Kennedy Space Center. Her students in Concord also turned in with the rest of the country to watch the history-making expedition. However, less than 2 minutes after liftoff, the shuttle exploded, and everyone aboard died. A shocked nation mourned the passing of the seven crew members. President Reagan spoke of the crew as heroes shortly after the accident. This America, which Abraham Lincoln called the last best hope of man on earth, was built on heroism and noble sacrifice, he said. It was built by men and women like our seven star voyagers, who answered a call beyond duty, who gave more than was expected or required, and who gave little thought to worldly reward. After her death, this courageous educator received the Congressional Space Medal of Honor. In addition, the Krista Corrigan McAuliffe Center at Framingham State College was established to carry on her legacy. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 2nd, 2021.
Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.